Well, it's just over a month to the traditional end-of-year festivities, and state governments are watching COVID vaccination progress in particular very closely, hoping to enable end-of-year celebrations and travel with minimal COVID restrictions. Western Australia's border remains a point of tension, with the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt pressing WA to bring forward its reopening schedule, cueing a rebuke from the Premier Mark McGowan. Several other states are, though, looking at more easing, but news of an infected traveller from Brisbane arriving in Tasmania is a timely reminder of the risks a less restricted nation brings. So let's get the state of play around the nation. Here's Isabel Musali.
It was hoped a mid-January ashes test could be the trigger for WA's hard border to fall. But that suggestion from Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt was quickly dismissed by WA's Premier Mark McGowan.
He's got a very vivid imagination. I just urge the Commonwealth Government to stop making things up. The Commonwealth has been difficult the whole way along, always trying to be very adventurous and unsafe, whereas we have been very cautious and very safe.
It means the match and any potential quarantine arrangements for those players won't affect WA's reopening. That's only expected to happen in late January or early February, when 90% of those aged over 12 are fully vaccinated.
We think we'll hit 80% double dose first half of December, hopefully early December, and we can set the actual exact day that the borders will open. Other states are doing different things to Western Australia. We're far more cautious.
The defence of WA's hard border came after Mr Hunt's comments yesterday on the ABC's Insiders program.
Well, we'd like to see Western Australia open as soon as possible. It's obviously a matter for them, but we are hearing that they are considering bringing that forward, coincidentally to time with the cricket.
WA's vaccination rate for over 12s is expected to reach 70% today. In Queensland, news that 70% of over 16s there are now vaccinated was met with celebration and new freedoms. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk.
I want to thank Queenslanders for the great work that they have done, and we're in a unique position. If we get a lot more people vaccinated, it puts us, I believe, in a world-class position.
From tonight, the state will allow fully vaccinated travellers from COVID hotspots like New South Wales to enter after completing 2 weeks of home quarantine and returning a negative test. And Premier Palaszczuk hinted the December 17 target for dropping even more restrictions could come sooner.
So can I say that's come in earlier than expected? And if these rates continue, that is good news, because it may even see our date in December come a little bit forward as well.
But around 1.6 million Queenslanders are yet to get their first jab, prompting concern among some medical experts, especially for unvaccinated children. University of New South Wales epidemiologist and infectious diseases expert Professor Mary-Louise McClaws believes WA's approach is much safer than Queensland's.
Oh, look, it's good news that they've reached 70%, but it basically means that across the population, they're only in the high 50% across the total population. They will still need to use classic public health measures.
Meanwhile, South Australia is making its own final preparations ahead of changes to its border rules. 74% of residents there are now fully vaccinated. And from next week, any of those who come into close contact with a COVID case will only have to quarantine for 7 days. Premier Steve Marshall says they're also doing away with statewide lockdowns.
We're trying to have a more bespoke, tailored approach away from the approach that we had previously, which was very heavy-handed, where everybody who was a close or casual contact needed to go into quarantine.
In Tasmania, there's a new COVID scare after a man with the virus flew from Brisbane to Hobart yesterday. He'd been in hotel quarantine in Brisbane and was given permission to return to Melbourne, but took a flight that went via Hobart. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin says they've identified 250 contacts, including fellow passengers and airport staff.
It's a situation that obviously we would not like to see occur again, and it seems a little strange that in this case, whilst he was in a quarantine hotel, waiting on the result of a test that he was put on a plane.
Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin, Isabel Musali reporting with Matt Bamford.